Governor Kim Reynolds has updated her public health emergency proclamation so that Iowa high schools do not have to limit the number of spectators at basketball games, wrestling meets, and other sporting events. Those restrictions ended yesterday on Friday, but school districts can still impose their own limits. Fans at indoor games or meets must still wear masks and maintain their distance from others who don't live in their household. The governor's updated proclamation has extended the mask mandate for many indoor public spaces until February 6. Amy Jungers with Galen Catholic School tells of the decision officials made there.
So we are excited that starting tonight, the basketball game will be open to all spectators. We are still requiring that everybody must wear a mask the entire time they're in our gymnasium. Otherwise, they will be asked to leave. So we just hope that everybody's willing to work with us, wear your mask, and then come cheer on our Galen Catholic basketball team. I think our players will be excited to see all of those fans in the stands again.
Lamar's community school officials have issued a news release saying that their ultimate goal is for the health and safety of our students, staff, and community, and to make sure that our students are able to continue to attend school and participate in current and future activities throughout this pandemic. It has been determined by Plymouth County Public Health and the Lamar's Community School District that COVID-19 continues to be a very real and present danger. Although the governor's proclamation has changed by reducing restrictions, our community COVID-19 status has not changed dramatically enough for us to allow for unlimited spectators to events. Therefore, Lamar's community requires the following at all basketball games. Masks are required for all spectators and participants over 2 years of age. Each athlete, team personnel, and cheerleader will be allowed 6 names on the pass list. Dance team members are allowed 6 names on the pass list to attend only for their halftime performance. Junior varsity spectators are required to leave unless their student is also participating in the varsity contest. Varsity girls and boys pass list spectators will be allowed to check in starting at 5:10 p.m. Lamar's high school students only can attend with their student ID and for $5 or for an activity ticket. North Dakota leads the nation in terms of administering COVID-19 vaccinations. According to a survey conducted by Becker's Hospital Review, North Dakota has already administered more than half of its statewide allotment of COVID-19 vaccines. As of yesterday, Friday, January 8th, North Dakota has distributed 27,289 doses of the 43,950 allocated, or 62.09%. West Virginia is second in the nation with 58.61%, and South Dakota holds the third-place position. South Dakota has administered 55.74% of their COVID-19 vaccines. Iowa sits at ninth position with 74,224 of the allotted 191,675 doses, or 38.72%. Surrounding states, including Nebraska at sixth position with 40.32% complete, Illinois at 24th place with 28.9% vaccines administered, Missouri is right behind Illinois at 25th place with 28.27% vaccines administered, Minnesota is at 31st place while Wisconsin at 33rd place. Both Minnesota and Wisconsin have slightly more than 25% vaccinated. The Centers for Disease Control Data Tracker compiles data from healthcare facilities and public health authorities. It updates daily to report the total number of COVID-19 vaccines that have been distributed to each state and the total number each state has administered. After record flooding in parts of western Iowa in 2019, officials with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers are predicting below normal runoff into the Missouri River system during the year ahead. Kevin Grody, an engineer in the Corps Omaha office, compared last year's runoff with this year's prediction.
The 2020 calendar year runoff summation for the Missouri Basin above Sioux City, Iowa was 31.1 million acre feet, 121% of average. The 2021 calendar year runoff forecast is 23.1 million acre feet, or 90% of average.
Some sections of western Iowa are ranked as being in moderate, severe, or even extreme drought. Grody says that the soil is very dry and there isn't much snowpack across the basin.
The below average runoff forecast for 2021 reflects current drier than normal soil moisture throughout the basin and below average plains and mountain snow. We are expecting below average runoff during the high runoff periods from March through July when the plains and mountain snow melt.
Grody says that mountain snowpack is also below normal so far.
Mountain snowpack is accumulating at below average rates in both reaches, above Fort Peck and Fort Peck to Garrison. It is important to note that the majority of the mountain snowfall typically falls between January 1 to mid-April.
A below normal forecast follows several years of above normal to record runoff in that basin. Nearly every day of this past week, northwest Iowa has endured foggy conditions, and according to an old wives' tale, 90 days after fog will produce rain. Dennis Totte, the USDA's Midwest climatologist based at Ames, says although that does happen, the two factors are not directly connected on a cause and effect situation. Totte says that fog generally does occur during the winter months following the snow and when the air temperature warms up, causing melting of that snow. He says moisture from the snow rises into the air, which does cause the fog to occur. He says, though, that there are no cycles of weather patterns to substantiate the claim.
Where I think this comes from, though, is there are some things that we can observe about weather and climate that we relate, but they may not be specific indicators. And here's what I mean. This is a common time of year here until, you know, into February, early March is a very common time for fog. Why? Because if you have snowfall on the ground, this is the time of year you get snowfall on the ground, and then you're going to start melting that snow, or you have warm air that comes up as you get to the latter part of winter, early spring, melts the snow, causes fog. So this is a fairly common time of year for having fog.
Totte says 90 days from now, the climate will begin to feature spring-like conditions, and during spring is the time that we do see an increase of rainfall.
And as you mentioned, fog, especially like this one, it's not a single-day thing. It's several days. Well, go 90 days from now. Okay, let's go 90 days from now. Where does that put us? That puts us into the middle of April, per se, early to middle of April. Okay, we had several days of fog. What is the chance of having rain 90 days from any one of these given days of fog in the middle of April? Well, it's a pretty good likelihood of one of these days, that one of those days in April, 90 days from now, we're going to see rainfall. So this is something I think people saw. They noticed that, hey, we have fog here. 90 days from now, it rains. Well, that's more of a climate issue. It's a climate correlation, not a cause. You see fog frequently this time of year. 90 days from now is the middle of spring. What's the chance of having rain on any given day in the spring? It's about 1 in 3. So that's what we're seeing. That's the situation with that.